This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Senator Michael Bennett is making a direct plea to the president to pass an expanded child tax credit. Biden said last week he thought the child tax credit might not stay in his domestic agenda due to opposition from West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. Now, Bennett and four other Democratic senators have penned a letter to the president asking him to fight for what they say is the largest tax cut for low and middle income Americans in the nation's history. The state's Commission on Judicial Discipline is asking for more independence from the state Supreme Court. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
Last year, the Denver Post reported the state's former Chief Justice may have been involved in covering up misconduct by judges. Colorado's Judicial Oversight Commission hasn't been able to investigate those charges because the Supreme Court controls the commission's budget and hasn't supplied money to hire outside legal help. On Tuesday, the commission's chair, Elizabeth Espinoza Krupa, told state lawmakers the office needs its own funding.
Really, to make sure that the public and our citizens of Colorado are assured the integrity of the commission and the independence of the commission, we cannot have funding controlled by judicial leadership.
It's unclear if state lawmakers will act on the oversight office's request for more independence. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday morning. Glad to be with you. There is still plenty of snow on the ground and some ice in some parts. And there's more to come tomorrow for the Front Range. From Colorado Springs to Fort Collins, you can expect a couple inches. So get ready for that. This hour, we're listening to 1A, and we're starting 1A by talking about the SATs and how they're going virtual and are becoming shorter.